Hello, writers. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Well-Being Writer Podcast. It has been a minute. Yes, it has been a freaking minute. I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep up with these podcasts, but I am bulk recording today, so I got something for you. But yes, welcome back to the Well-Being Writer Podcast. If you don't know who I am, hello. First time, my name is Lucia Del. I am a well-being writer and content creator, and all the stuff I make is to help writers embrace their well-being and evoke writing. And yes, I've been through a lot, and it shaped me to who I am today, and I don't really take what people say. Negativity, it doesn't faze me like it used to, because when people, I don't know if it's just me, but when someone says something negative to you, or usually to me, I don't take it with a grain of salt. I often see it as like a positive, because when they call you something, it's often, it's who they are. It's often like they are not happy with themselves. Or for example, if someone calls you ugly, they're not proud of how they look. Or if they call you skinny or fat, maybe they're not proud of their body. So they're basically inflicting what they did to you on themselves, so they're calling you what they are. So it's just, that's how I see it. But yeah, don't take negativity with a grain of salt. It's not you, it's them. It's a reflection of who they are, not who you are. But yeah, on my soapbox, sorry. But yes, today's episode is going to be about poetry. Are you an emotional writer? Yes, poetry is one of the hardest, I have to say, it's one of the hardest ways to write, because it's so, you don't really follow any rules. It's kind of, you kind of just write straight from your heart. You don't follow any rules, any guidelines, any, you don't follow like a rule book, a handbook. You don't give someone a handbook and say, here, how do you write a poem? You kind of just have to let it find you, let the poetry find you, then you find poetry, kind of deal. I know it sounds a little weird, but that's how poetry is. It's not something that you kind of just, you look up how to be a good poet. You really have to just stay consistent with it and find who you are, because poetry is very intuition-based. You need to know who you are as a person, your feelings. It's how you just shed feelings on a page, how you write how you're feeling, you write what's going on, you write what's around you, and you write from your heart. So I'm going to be very, very basic here, because I don't want to really, because like I said, poetry is not something you really learn, it's kind of something it finds you. So I'm going to give some basic tips about poetry and how you can be a worthwhile poet. So the first tip is, write from your heart and break the rules of writing. Yes, I said it. When you're a poet, you need to break the rules. You gotta. You don't write like a regular writer. You write from your heart. You don't write from your brain. You write what you're feeling. You write from your soul. You really get deep and you kind of send a message. For example, if you've been through a lot in your life, maybe you've struggled with your self-image, and you could write poetry about self-image and help people with that. You can share your poems and write about how you weren't happy with maybe your skin color, you weren't happy about your hair, your body, your face, your legs, something about your body you weren't proud of, and how you grew and were happy, you grew up to be more happy within your skin. And a lot of people struggle with self-identity and with who they are. They're not happy with who they are. And if you write poems about that and get deep with that, it will make a whole other intervention of helping people. Because poetry is not just, it's not like romance, or I write about nature, about the ocean, or about animals. It's more than that. Poetry can inspire, it can motivate, it can persuade. But what makes it so different from writing is it's emotional. It hits you hard, like bullets, like boom boom boom. It really digs deep into your intuition, and it really paints a picture in that reader's head, not something that a regular writing does. Poetry digs deep. It digs very deep, and of course it breaks the rules. The second step is, make writing get deep on a matter, and you know, have it affect people and have a call to action. And that's very important, because if you just write a poem and it was just like, oh yeah, that was cool, I enjoyed it, it was entertaining, But if you don't leave them with a call to action and you don't inspire them and really hook them to inspire them to keep going, you're not going to really have people resonate with your poems and have them be like, oh, wow, this is something that really, like, helped me. Because if you talk about daily matters that are going on in today's society and really pinpoint, like, common things that are really hurting right now, like, for example, world hunger, or you talk about diabetes, you talk about physical abuse, you talk about, you know, animal abuse, deforestation. If you get really deep about matters that affect our society and you talk about it in an emotional, intuitive way, that's going to hit people hard and make them fight to go with what you believe in. For example, if you really believe in being eco-friendly and caring about the environment, and you really believe in the environment, and you write poems about deforestation, and you get really negative. That's the thing about poems. If you get really negative and turn it into something positive, for example, if you talk about deforestation and about how it's destroying our society, it's, you know, it's not bringing life. Plants bring life. They bring oxygen to our bodies, and we bring carbon dioxide to them so that they can do it. And if you talk about how deforestation affects habitats, it affects people, it affects us, and you make it positive and say, grow trees or do this, that's very hard to do. It's really hard to change emotions in a poem. It's often one poem is just one emotion, but if you know how to transition very smoothly to another emotion, quickly but smoothly, that's how you're going to really have people on a journey. Because when you write a poem, you have to have someone on a journey, because it's poetry is kind of like the more entertaining side of writing. It's how people are going to be like, oh God, like, this is how you really dig deep on what kind of person they are. Because, you know, persuasive writing, informative writing, it's very rigid. But poetry can really be very pliable and bendable, and you can really express who you are. It's kind of like a bullet journal, but it's deeper. It's way deeper. So yeah, like I said, talk about matters, talk about stuff that are going on, or you can even make it positive. Talk about positive stuff that's helping our society, and you can even turn it into something negative. So let's say dieting. You can talk about how dieting is very good. It shapes us, it helps us, and it's good for us. But if you overdo it, it can really destroy your life. See what I'm going here? You can, if you know how to transition from another kind of like a theme very nicely, it's going to really take someone on a journey. So the next thing is, always be conscious of three things in a poem: feeling, sound, and structure. And I'm going to go through all of those, so don't be scared. I'm going to go over all of it. So feeling is, what emotion are you going to bring in that poem? Is it dark? Is it happy? Is it sad? Angry? Does it, and also objects. If you know how to talk about poems with, like, objects, that's really cool too. Like, if you talk about a certain object that has a certain imagery, a certain emotion to it, like, tie an emotion with an object, that's going to bring it some life. And, make sure a poem has a very, very distinct feeling. Or you can be very vague, but we're going to go into that in the next step. The next one is sounds. Words have sounds. Make sure you be very, very careful about your poems. Make sure you're really, really decisive about what you want. So sounds. Make sure each word has a sound, has a rhythm, has a rhyme, brings something in their heads, has like kind of like a music art thing. Because poetry is art. It's a form of music. So make sure that each sound really is cohesive and coherent, and they go together. So make sure certain sounds go together, certain vibes go together. And the next step is structure. Make sure the poem has a certain structure. Maybe it's a haiku poem. Maybe it's a acoustic. Maybe it's a limerick. Make sure the structure is very, very easy to know, easy to read, easy to look at, and people know the structure. And once you highlight all three of those, they go together. And so you have a poem that has this distinct feeling that people can really feel. It has a sound, so people can kind of like imagine it and kind of have like a vibe with it. And then it has a structure, so people know what poem it is and what it's about, and kind of have like a like a vibe, like a thing of what it's about and what kind of poem it is. Okay, so the next step is have a theme about your poem. Maybe you're very descriptive and you're very imaginative and you bring imagery, or you're very vague and you kind of, you know, people are like, what's gonna happen? What's going on? Like, it's like kind of like suspense, kind of like a thriller. So make sure your poetry has a distinct theme and a distinct value. So, but also sometimes you can break the rules a little bit. Sometimes you can have all your poems can be completely different. But if it has that distinct value, you can still get away with it. So, if you're really, really passionate about, let's say you're passionate about beauty, each of your poems talks about beauty. When a lot of people think beauty, they just think your outer appearance, or they think about something that's very nice to look at. But if you go deeper than that, each of your poem talks about aspects of beauty, and talks about beauty's more than just your outer appearance. It's how you show compassion for yourself and for others, how you serve others, and how you kind of turn a situation into something aggressive to something a lot more peaceful. Because beauty, people get away with their beauty. Sometimes they can use it for peace and they can avoid violence. Something like that. Always have a distinct theme and have something that people can easily know. So if you're like, people know what kind of poet you are, and have that theme, because that's how people are gonna really know you, rally behind you, because they know who you are, they know what you're about. But if you're constantly changing stuff, but yeah, it's okay to change stuff, because if you're still trying to find who you are, experiment. But if you know who you are, but you change stuff completely over and over, and you don't have really a distinct value, people are gonna, they're not gonna know what's going on. They're gonna see some, maybe you're inauthentic, maybe you don't care about the poetry, maybe you're copying other people. But because if you're copying other poets, that you're doing it wrong. A poet is someone who knows who they are, and you need to be very proud of who you are to be a poet. Because if you're not proud of yourself, if you're not happy with who you are, maybe you shouldn't dive into poetry yet. Because poetry digs deep into who you are as a person, and it sheds light on the good and the bad of who you are. So if you're not happy with yourself, you're not proud of your story, you're not proud of your endeavors, maybe poetry is not something you should really get into yet. But if you're proud of who you are, you have a mission, you have something that you've been through, something that really always hits you, and you really want to put it on a page and apply to people's emotions, have them have a call to action, then do it. Have that theme, and you'll really turn some heads, and people will be like, whoa, like, where has this been? Like, I've read so many poems, and this is something I haven't gotten. That's how you know. When people look at your poems and they're like, I've never seen that before, this is gonna get big. That's how you do it. So the next one is make your poem open to interpretation. Yes, this is very important. When I talk about debate and having, rather than silence, have people who love you and people who hate you, have debate in your poems. A lot of debate. Because poems are something about, the good thing about poetry is it's not rigid, like I said, about like those informatives or those persuasives. It's open to interpretation. Everyone can see it differently. For example, if you talk about like maybe like two characters, and you talk about maybe a bunny and a fox, and you talk about how they interacted and talked about, you know, maybe they fought, maybe they kind of, you know, they weren't friends, people can interpret it very differently. Maybe people thought like, oh, maybe the fox was just coming to the bunny's territory to just, you know, get some food and leave. Or maybe the fox was just trying to eat the bunny. Or maybe they were just friends and they were like teaming up to go get something else. Something. Always have something open to interpretation. Riddles. Another thing, riddles. You know, those riddles that you always get now and then about, you know, the boat and the lamb and the fox and the duck. Something like that. Have it open to interpretation, so people are like, okay, this is what I think. That's what I think. Have discussions. People always, that's why people do poetry discussions. There's poet groups, and they just do poems, and people read about it, they talk about it, and they have their own opinions, their own interpretations, and their own experiences and thinkings on that poem. That's how you're gonna grow, because you're like, oh god, like, this is what I thought. And that's how you turn heads and open eyes. Because when you have someone who thought what they thought, like, for example, if you made a poem with your own interpretation, and this is what I want to put in, but if you have someone else have a different interpretation, you're like, oh my god, I didn't really see that. I didn't really think my poem would go that into that other way. So, and that's how you kind of like, okay, maybe what they thought, I could implement that in another poem, and that's how you're gonna turn more heads and turn more into more people's interpretations. Okay, the next part, the next step in poetry is, yeah, this might be a little short one, but yeah, I'll try to bring as much value as I can. But yeah, the next one is always experiment and be ready to fail. This is something that I always advocate. When you're a poet, and if you're new to poetry especially, be always just experiment and be open to failures and learn. That's how you're going to grow as a poet, and that's how you're going to grow as a person. You're going to see what kind of person you are and really dig deep into who you are and find different things about you. And that's what poetry does. It digs deep into who you are, and it kind of shapes who you are and shapes that story on a page. And that's why poetry is so powerful, and why it's so underlooked, because people don't like being vulnerable. A lot of writers don't like being vulnerable. And if you know how to be vulnerable, you're emotional, you're a very emotionally intelligent writer, poetry is the one for you. There are over 50, and I'm telling you, 50 poetry styles. There will be that one for you. Some include haikus, which is an Asian poetry style. I'm not going to say it, I'm just going to give some examples. And I think it's something like 12 syllables, 2 lines, something like that. But it usually talks about something in the natural world. Next one is like acoustic. It's a line of words that makes a word, and then you write a sentence in each one, and it kind of describes that word. You know, there's so many styles, but you need to just experiment, you know, look into other poets, you know, have poets like critique your writings, write poems and short stories, share it to people, and have them be open to your interpretation, like I said. But just be very open to failure, and just experiment, and always practice makes perfect in anything you do. So poetry is something that requires years and years of practice and study, and it's not something that you're just gonna be like, okay, I'm done overnight. One of the first poems that I made was Spring to Life, and oh my god, that poem, I love it. It talks about spring and nature and animals and how people come to life during spring, and I talk about how, you know, animals come back from their hibernation, and how the plants start to grow and grow their flowers, and everything just comes to life. And that's you can get very, very basic. But and then I talked about another poem in school where I wrote about Doctor Strange, one of the best movies in my opinion, about, you know, spirit and about knowing who you are. It's not always about you, and about magic, and about looking into your spirituality, and about, you know, looking into another side of the multiverse. Yeah, it's very deep, but I'm still trying to get a little bit more into poetry. It's a very hard type of writing, in my opinion. I think it's the hardest type of writing, because there's no direction, there's no how-to guide, there's no step-by-step instruction, there's no how, you know, there's no guide. You kind of just have to follow your heart and write what you're feeling, and let the paper find you, let the words find you, let the story find you, not you find it. It's very difficult. It requires a lot of practice, a lot of trial and error and experimentation, and just educating yourself. That's another thing. You need to educate yourself about poetry and kind of just look into other poets, you know, Edgar Allan Poe, stuff like that. One of the best poets. But yeah, poetry is it's a truly fascinating art of writing. It just it just really digs deep into your emotions and your intuition and in your style and who you are, and it can really be something that a lot of people are scared to do. And if you really want to like be very connected with your poem, I really recommend writing on paper, because it kind of channels your spirit and your heart on a page. And you know, when you erase stuff, it doesn't just, you don't just like erase it on a computer. You kind of just, you know, scratch it out, erase it, because you can come back to it and you look at your old ones and your new ones. But yeah, that's a little bit about poetry and about how you can master your art in poetry. But like I said, I got very basic, because poetry is not something that you can learn. It's not, there's a lot of stuff we can learn, but poetry is just not one of those things. You just got, it's either you're gifted in it or it's not for you. It's just something that it's really dictates and governs what kind of person you are, your personality, your beliefs. Especially when you're a poet, you need to highlight those beliefs. If you don't have a belief system in place, then poetry is not something for you. You need to have beliefs, you need to have a mission, you need to have and something you want to change about poetry. What is something missing in the poetry world that you want to dig into? Oh my god, that's gonna make poets scared. Like, you're gonna be a poet to be scared of, because you have a mission, you have something you want to change, and you have that value. And yeah, I did actually look into this new, what is it called? It's like an acronym called the Ikigai Japanese acronym. It's something that you're good at, something that you love, something that you can get paid for, and something the world needs. And you can, all four of those can apply to poetry. Something you, a type of poetry you love to write about, are you good at that type of poetry? Can you get paid for it? And something that the world needs, like, for example, what does poetry need? Look into poetry. What is something that's missing? And when you find that out, you're gonna grow and you're gonna really turn heads and make more the other poets scared to death. And I'm telling you, this is the way to do it. As a writer in general, you need to do that Ikigai. Sit down. When you're a poet, you need to sit down and just write words, write emotions, write objects, and connect them. For example, kettle, book, bed, and then emotions, fear, sadness, happiness. You can connect sadness with bed. You can connect kettle with anger. You know, kettles, they burst out, it's like anger. You're in your bed, you're often depressed. You can connect book with fear. Maybe you're scared of reading. Maybe you're scared of presenting something about a book review. Something, you know, connect things together. Connect an object with an emotion. Because poetry can be very indirect or can be very direct. It can be very active or it can be very inactive. You just gotta find that theme. So yeah, that's a little bit about poetry, and hopefully through this guide you can really dig deep into your poetry style, who you are as a person, and kind of dig deep into those emotions and that intuition. So yeah, that's I'm gonna end it off here with the podcast episode. But if you want to reach out to me, I am active, pretty decently active on Twitter. I got an Instagram, and I do have a Discord if you need more tips. I'm just starting it. Get going on that Discord and we can chat. And I also have my email, luchadel@gmail.com. If you have any questions, please don't be scared to ask. I am open to questions. So yes, that's it. I truly, truly believe that every writer should be embracing who they are and evoking themselves as a writer. But if only believe that you can embrace who you are as a person and evoke that. So I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for watching. I love you all. Bye. Bye.